Welcome to the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, great minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is...
Okay, in this episode, Dean, I'm just going to give you some random questions. I can imagine having a farm and vineyard located in Virginia. It's very scenic, so what do we see when we come into the parking lot at Pippin Hill Farm and Vineyards?
You're looking out over the valley. Located is up on the high side of the valley facing west, and that there are four mountain ranges when you come out of the valley that end up being where the Blue Ridge Mountains are. So you've got four beautiful mountain ranges that sort of float in your view in the future. And they will never be developed close in because John Grisham, the author, owns a big chunk of the ones right in front of us. And the rest of it is part of our Bunduran Farm, which is a conservation easement ownership group. So it is all rural. We won't have any homes or anything built within our view shed. And you're looking out over our 6 acres of vines, down across a wildflower meadow, and over to some closer woods where we've been able to go in and pull out all the invasive species. And there was a program this last year that was grants to plant native trees. So we were able to go in and replace with some native oaks and other trees. So it's just a very pristine rural view, very calm.
Well, your wife, Lynn, has an exceptional design eye and event expertise and founded Easton Events. So merging those two worlds together into the creation of Pippin Hill Farm and Vineyards, was that a difficult transition?
After I left Orient Express, Lynn's business on the Easton event side was just taking off. She had been doing events just here in Virginia, but was beginning to do more nationally. And one of the points she mentioned to me was that she had a lot of clients who really wanted to come to this particular beautiful part of rural Virginia and host an outdoor wedding, but there really weren't enough places to do it. And that was when the light sort of went off my mind. I thought, I always sort of loved the winery and the vineyard business from having been involved with it in Italy primarily. And so wanting to do it, it provided us a means of both collaborating and working together. And without Lynn, we wouldn't have been able to get the initial clients to come in to help underwrite the overall investment. So doing weddings and private events helps underwrite the broader picture of the wine business. So that was kind of what our collaboration was, and her office is still here with us out at Pippin Hill, and she also has an office in Charleston, South Carolina as well. So it's been a great partnership, because not only are we partners in life with now 7 grandchildren, but we also have been able to work successfully together with Lynn taking lead on some of the design side and some of the concept development side, and my kind of making it happen on a day-to-day basis. We both wanted to create a winery which had a very experiential focus, if you will. And what I mean by that is we have, in addition to just doing wine tastings and focusing on just the wine as a singular aspect of it, we do cooking classes, we do horticultural gardening classes, we do SOM classes, which are your traditional sommelier view of what we're doing with our aged wines, of course. And then seasonally, we do a fall harvest full moon dinner, where we bring primarily our wine club members out, and we take over the lawn, and we end up doing outdoor tables, and they're able to go down and actually see some grapes being harvested, go down the garden, and literally pull up some of the beets out of the ground that become part of the dinner. And then the chef is out there with one of our farm partners doing some grilling. So you're able to experience what it would be like to be able to live in a fully self-sustained farm environment, if you will, and have that authentic rural American experience. And we're expanding it now to include a new greenhouse. We're expanding the gardens. And we've got about a dozen farm partners where we are the largest client for people who are building up everything from making cheese to growing cattle. And really, it's an integral part of what we do.
Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzer. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.